stories make the news at Press TV this hour. In Yemen, lawmakers have approved a state of emergency declared by embattled President Ali Abdullah Saleh. The law gives regime forces far-reaching powers to arrest and detain suspects. The opposition has rejected the legislation as illegal and called for a mass protest on Friday. Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi at his Bab al-Azizi, a residence near the capital, Tripoli. Also in Libya, residents in the city of Misrata say Western forces have hit the city's air bases where Gaddafi's brigades are based. Local sources say at least 90 people have died in Misrata over the past 5 days. Gaddafi forces have reportedly killed 12 civilians in the city. Thousands of Bahraini protesters have taken to the streets of the capital, Manama, to mourn the death of a woman killed by regime forces. Bahia al-Aradi disappeared during the regime's crackdown on protesters last week. Her killing brings the death toll from the government's suppression of popular demonstrations to 16. Palestinian resistance movement Islamic Jihad has vowed to hit deep inside of Israel in retaliation to Tel Aviv's deadly attack on Gaza. This comes after Israel launched a series of raids on the coastal strip, leaving 10 Palestinians dead and dozens of others injured in the attacks. At least 4 Afghan civilians have been killed and 2 others injured in the country's eastern province of Khus. Local officials say 1 child is among the victims. The International Security Assistance Force has confirmed the attack, but has not released any further details. And in Japan, workers at the quake-hit Fukushima nuclear power plant have been forced to evacuate the site amid fresh concerns over more radioactive pollution. This as officials in Tokyo have warned that the radioactive iodine has exceeded the limits deemed safe for infants' intake. And dozens of people have been injured in a massive explosion outside a bus station in Jerusalem Al-Quds. 3 people are reportedly in critical condition. Dozens of ambulances and fire trucks have been dispatched to the scene, medical sources.